ACR.
Hi, trying to reach Jackie, please.
Sure, may I tell her who's calling?
Sure, this is Dennis. I'm with Bank of Cardiff.
All right, hold on one moment.
So what it is, Liberty Capital installed a cost of funds setting up a program the rest of the year, so it's not to annualize that with the rates. So there is a cost.
This is Jackie.
Hey, Jackie, how's it going? It's Dennis calling you back with Bank of Cardiff.
Good, how are you?
Pretty good today. One day closer to Friday.
Yeah, I know, that's right. The reason why I was calling was we had gotten a phone call the other day from Megan, and she actually left, I guess, your phone number for us to call back. She said she was calling about financing that we have done in the past through Wells Fargo. Well, my boss has a customer that's wanting to finance some equipment. Is that something y'all do, like y'all finance our customers, or was that something that y'all are just trying to finance, like, things for our company?
No, all the above, actually. We do specialize in working with vendors to provide financing for their clients. That's really where we specialize. We get a lot of trade shows and stuff like that, from anything from the stone industry to titled vehicles such as, you know, semi-trailers and trucks and stuff like that. So yeah, we definitely do that. And yeah, we like working with your equipment as well. I've been here for quite a while, and I've done quite a bit of reefer financing as far as walk-in refrigerators, and
okay,
a little bit familiar with it.
Okay. We have a customer that's interested in financing, and my boss actually wanted me to call you to see how does that work? Do y'all just send us a credit app and we give it to them to fill out and send it back to y'all, or
however you want to do it, really? I mean, some of my clients, we have a whole program where we can actually get an online application that has your company's logo in the upper left-hand corner, so it looks like it comes from you, and what happens is when they fill it out, it comes directly to my email, and I can start underwriting it right away and let you know how it's going to look and everything. Otherwise, if you have your own application, we can go that route, or I can send you just a PDF application. You can print that out and give it to your client. They can fill it out and get it back to us. We're pretty easy. However you want to work with your clients is fine with us.
Yeah, let me go and ask my manager real fast. So you're saying that you can either do something with our logo, you can send a PDF, or what was the other option?
Or you can just use your own application if you guys have your own application. We can use that one as well.
Okay, one second. Let me go ask her.
Sure.
Okay, yeah, she said if you have one already done that you can just email us that we can print off and give to them to fill out, and then we can just send it back to you when they have it done.
Perfect, yeah, I can do that. What's your email, Jackie?
It's jtristan, T-R-I-S-T-A-N, at elcamparefrigeration.com.
I always misspell refrigeration, but I think you got it right that time. Do you want me to put anyone else on the? I know, it's always forget the D or the G or something, but I think I got it right this time.
You can CC my manager. Her name is Peggy, and her email is parmstrong@elcamparefrigeration.com.
Where are you guys located at?
El Campo. We just we have an office that's opening up in Houston also.
Okay.
In Texas, yeah.
Gotcha. I actually grew up in Texas. We're in San Diego right now. Well,
I'm really
in San Diego right now. But there's an El Campo not too far from, it's a little bit east of where our office is. So I was wondering if that was where at, but I didn't recognize the area code.
Really?
But 979, I recognize it now, yeah.
Yeah.
But I don't know if you know where Stephenville, Texas is. It's about 70 miles southwest of the Dallas-Fort Worth area.
I was going to say I've heard of it, but I've never been there. So that's
gotcha.
Stephenville.
Well, that's where I was born. I ended up graduating high school from a smaller town called Comanche. There was only 63 people in my class. So.
Oh, wow.
But, yeah, I actually plan on going to Houston at some point for a trade show eventually, if I can ever get out there.
Yeah.
Got a few friends and family out there, too. But, no, it's good to be in touch. I will check you guys out a little bit further and see what I can provide for you too, and just get a better idea of your business. But yeah, Megan's great. She's pregnant, so she's gonna be out of the office for a little bit.
Oh, okay.
And she's going that route for a little bit. So, what was your company's website? And I'll check you guys out too.
It is actually. Let me look. So I think they just switched it on us. It's ecrefrigeration.com.
Refrigeration.com. .com. Gotcha. And I'm going to send you a test email real quick, too, just to make sure that our emails are talking to each other. And this is my direct number also.
Okay. I'm going to keep that. I gave the note to another guy, but I'm going to actually keep it because I'm the one that usually handles the contracts and stuff.
Okay. But usually all I need, if you want to get ahead of the client or whatnot, is just 3 months of business bank statements, most recent, just the first page. That lets us know the cash flow. And as long as it's under $150,000, that's really all I need, along with the application and a quote from you for the cost. If you don't have an invoice right off the bat, or if you're still working on it or getting it from a wholesaler or something like that for that nature.
So you said 3 months business bank statements. And then what was the second one?
Just an invoice or buyer's order or quote from you guys.
Okay. So just the 3 months bank statement and then a quote from us?
And then just the application as well.
Okay, the application. All right.
And it's JACKIE?
Yes.
Okay. All right, I just sent you a test email. I just want to make sure that our emails talk to each other. And said it did not make it to you. Huh. So J Tristan, that's TRISTAN @ El Campo, ELCAMPO.
REFRIGERATION .com.
You know, I think I misspelled for refrigeration.
I knew I was going to. I'm emailing our employees. They're like, I got it. And I'm like, oh, because I spelled it wrong.
Yeah, I left out the E or something like that. So do you guys work with any specific industries, or just anyone really?
Really just anybody. We have all of our work is commercial, but we do have like some individuals that just want it for their homes. But as long as it's commercial equipment, we pretty much just work with anybody. We don't do residential at all.
Gotcha. Yeah, I can't imagine. I mean, there are some people with a couple bucks that might have some crazy wine cellars or something like that, but... El Campo. Just ElCamporefrigeration.com, right?
Yes, sir.
All right. That one should work. And then your, it was P. Armstrong, you said?
P as in Peggy, yeah, P. Armstrong. Yes, I did. I got your information. Well, I got your email, I should say.
Perfect, okay. So I'll just follow up with an email with our application and everything, and you'll have it there. I'll check you guys out and kind of give you some more information about us, too. But, yeah, we'll look forward to working with you guys for sure.
All right. Thank you.
You too. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye.